It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 537.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
It's Thursday. I'm feeling a bit tired because last night I ended up in a rabbit hole that involved Harry on the telly.
Jesus.
Yes. I
checked my phone before Betty Byers at about 10 after I'd meditated, which is a dumb thing to do because you're in a nice place. And then I checked it and I'm glad I did because I saw young Harold.
Far out.
Is that your full name?
No, just Harry.
Mate, Harry, work experience, Harry. Mate, we have a star amongst us.
Yeah, because we didn't realise. So, when you'd been saying about the telly and that you'd been on the telly and all this sort of thing, I thought, okay, he's been an extra in a TV show or something like that. But then the link that you sent me to iView, you were a whole title of a – like there was a series called Teenage Boss – and there's a whole episode just called Harry.
Can you confirm that?
Confirmed.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was either Michael Bungay Stania had coached him so well that he'd gone out and put himself out there within the couple of days of it happening and now he's on a TV show, or it's old footage. So you were...
That all happened as an accident, that whole show really. So I came across it on TV Tonight. That the ABC was doing these random.
What's TV Tonight?
It's a television blog.
Okay.
And they've got all the latest gossip.
Is that the one with the purple logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Another reason he's an old soul.
Yeah, just reading gossip.
TV blogs.
That's like Radio Today. Do you watch radio? Do you read radio? You don't care about radio.
No, because he's an old soul TV.
Yeah.
So I read it and it was just, I can't remember what it was called. Oh, New Teen TV Show.
Mm-hmm.
So I signed up to it because it didn't have a name or anything. No, I just thought it would be like a student project or something. Because it was written as if it was like a university student project.
Mm-hmm.
So I signed up for it and then next thing you know, it's on the ABC and they were sending crew around.
How many people were filming? How many people were there? Because it was quite high production.
There was a crew of six.
And so,
what does mum and dad say? Like, yeah, Harry,
did you have to sell it in to mum and dad?
Well, I actually filled out the application with my school librarian.
Mm-hmm.
And
good
then,
friends with the librarian.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the friendships with teachers? We were speaking to Leah about it.
Well, I think in rural areas it has to happen because, like, I know all my teachers, well, majority of my teachers socially out of school as well.
So what do they do? Like, what do you mean socially?
Like through theatre or through the football club or all that stuff.
Yeah, it's real community vibes.
And so anyway, so you're a librarian and you filled out this
application. Yeah, and then I went, and mum, today I filled out an application for a show. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. A few weeks later, we got a call from McAvoy Media in Sydney saying, you've been successful in your application, da-da-da-da-da. Can we send a crew down?
Yeah, great.
Next thing we know, we're...
And did you know what it was actually going to be about? Like,
I had a rough idea, but I wasn't too... sure about the whole how it was all going to happen.
Did you get final cut?
No.
And so what was the deal? Yeah, so what did you know and then explain the actual concept?
So I had to take over the family budget for a month and run all our expenses for the month.
And how did it go?
Shit.
Really? Did you get a bit silly?
No, it was just arguments every day about where the money's going. And
where was it?
Oh, like, pun.
Sorry. What was that? Where are you putting it, 97 asked? The money.
Like, where were you spending it in the budget?
Oh,
why were there arguments?
It went towards my new camera and I was like cutting down on the amount of groceries we could buy and the fridge was getting empty. And
so you could get the camera?
Yeah.
So did you get to keep the camera?
No, I haven't bought it yet. I've still got the money in my bank.
Oh, that's good. So how much cash did they give you in the budget?
They had a financial advisor and she went through all our monthly bills like 6 months before it happened, like the bills 6 months prior. And so she went through all them and worked out that we spend $3,000 and something.
Mm-hmm.
So then they took...
Is that a month?
A month.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then they gave us $3,000 that I could use.
Okay, great.
That's great. And so was it... Are you getting paid for the show or that's the sort of, at the end, you get that money?
Just the end and you get that money.
Was that assured before you start?
Yeah. So
Should have done 10 grand a month.
Yeah. Is that was the incentive to save the money, was you get to keep it.
This kid, crafty as fuck. Like, I mean, you've ended up here I said on the, you know, Harry shooting for the stars.
Yeah, yeah, landing here at the daily talk show. So what was the, how long was the period that they were filming you?
A month.
So there was no mayo.
So they sent a crew down from Sydney every weekend to spend the weekend with us and follow us around.
Oh, great. What did your parents think? Was there arguments around like, this is all too much? But as in like from even not the financial stress bit, but just the, fucking Harry, what have you done? Why are there all
Dad
these
people?
Dad
didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not being in it.
And he ended up, he was great. I saw a little clip.
And he loved it. He took a motorbike with the crew and then the producer's like, come on, we got to get going. Dad's going, yeah, it's a two-stroke engine.
And so what did you take away from that whole experience?
I think, I'm not too sure. I got a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of it was like they organise a lot and tell, like, so the scene filming the fishing local fishing competition, the producer calls up about 3 days earlier and she goes, Harry, do you know about the fishing competition in your local town? And I go, yeah. And she goes, well, I've spoken to the committee and we've arranged for you to be filming it.
Oh, great.
So then I had to go out and shoot this thing.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm.
I mean, there's a lot of magic in television.
There is.
And when you're amongst it, it doesn't feel that magical because you're seeing all of it. But I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's the smoke and mirrors.
And so we were talking yesterday about the Cat Cafe because you're producing this for us, Fat Fridays. That didn't work out.
No.
What were the secondary or third options?
Well, Leah gave us a gingerbread house.
Mm-hmm. She did, yeah.
It's a DIY kit.
Yeah. So we could do that tomorrow.
When Amy and I first got together, and you know, you're really trying to wow them early days.
Yeah.
Got you, Amy.
Okay, got you.
Can't get away, baby.
She could, though.
She could. It's very messy, though. Yeah, we've got debt. We've got kid.
Yeah. We've got kid.
We've got kid. Just one singular kid.
The car's in my name. A lot of the debt's in my... Fuck!
No, I thought you were going to say the car is in your name, so that's not...
No, the car's debt is in my name.
Okay. Sure.
No, we're not going anywhere, but maybe this is why we're so strong now. We got that. And it was always like, oh, we should make stuff. And we did the kit of making a gingerbread house.
Well, she does craft afternoons.
Loves it. Fucking loves it. She's so good at it. And
Do you do craft afternoons together?
No, sometimes I do my thing, but it's not... I don't... She just loves the painting and, you know, it's being creative and had a mate over recently, did a craft and earned. You know what I benefited from that was lollies. Chocolate.
Oh, great.
I said, does anyone want tea and chocolate? And we had chocolate and it was a great excuse.
To
get stuck into it.
I don't need an excuse.
It's
because it's 3 o'clock and baby needs a lift up.
I ate 80% of the chocolate that day. So a craft and earned is, it's good. Great. Anyway, so that was lovely. It's a great bonding exercise around Christmas time. I tell you what, guys, fuck, there's either a business in it or there's not. One of the two. So what's the date today? The 5th? The 4th?
The 5th.
It's
yeah.
the 5th.
Yeah.
Bunnings, Kmart, Target, all the big fucking brands run out of Christmas tree holders. So the base.
Where'd you hear this?
Oh, really?
No, we went yesterday. We went to Bunnings because we got a tree last night. And
real one or fake?
Real.
Where
it's
from?
The first time. Got delivered.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't upsell you on that?
They offered you, and then
you were like, nah, we'll find it cheaper.
I had nothing to do with it. We did find it cheaper. But in hindsight, it's $60 for them to give it to you. You can buy them from Bunnings for like 20-something bucks.
Sure.
But you can't do it. You can't leave it this late because they're all. And then the Bunnings person found two places in Victoria. One was in Albury, actually. The other was fucking in Tarau. So far away for this thing. And then she checked the other places, came out and stuff with Amy. She was so lovely. And nowhere. And so then we jumped on Gumtree and found a place, Facebook Marketplace, found a guy flogging one for $39. I don't know why he went 39.
Under 40.
Under 40, yeah.
Well, he got 40 because we're not.
And you were saying there was 60 at Bunnings or something?
$60 to get it delivered with the tree.
Okay,
and then
sure.
We ended, so the point being is, this is why you end up like, if you're being super tight on shit, I won't pay the premium. It's like, by the time you end up driving to Ringwood at 8 p.m.
Well, this is Cam Shant. Cam Shant was talking about this. So when we had Scooter Derek on, Scooter Derek was talking about Harvey Norman, and he's up to, I don't know if you saw the Insta story yesterday, he's done a whole video slamming Harvey Norman.
So if I was him, I'd be more shitty with Logitech. Like, wouldn't you be more shitty with Logitech?
Oh, some speaker problem. You bought a speaker through Harvey Norman online. He bought a webcam.
So he bought a webcam. A PTZ camera. And he basically, it wasn't working. He spoke to Logitech. Logitech were really helpful. They're like, yes, it's faulty. We'll send you out a new one. Just fill out this form. Fills out the form. They're like, oh, you're in Australia. Didn't know that. Can't help you. Going to have to go to where you bought it from. He went to... he'd bought it from Harvey Norman online. He's like, to make it easy, I'm going to just take it in to Harvey Norman, takes it in. They say, sorry, it was online. We can't do anything with it. Mm. He pushed back and all that sort of thing. Said, no, sorry, nothing we can do. He goes home, goes online, says, hey, I want to return this thing. Wait a moment. And then they said, you're going to have to take it in store.
So they're just playing tennis. Yeah. They're just back, forth, exactly. back, forth.
And so he mentioned my favourite thing, which is the ombudsman.
The ombudsman, is that a, like it's, what's that old term? Is that, was it like a guy, the ombudsman, ombudsman? Like is it a, what's the definition?
Did it used to be a person?
What's the definition of an ombudsman? Like maybe we'll find out. Like it was like back in 1700, there was a gronk who loved to.
But anyway, but there was that. But Cam Shand was telling us he went into I think it was a Harvey Norman as well, and he wanted to do a price match. And he said, oh, this store has it for X amount cheaper. Will you price match? And the guy from Harvey Norman was like, oh, look, it's going to cost you $50 in petrol to get there and back home. So surely we've got to account for that. Which I thought was a little like
it's outrageous. Is it their policy for the price match? Like Officeworks aren't going to say that to you
because Officeworks have a price match.
Officeworks price match policy is like the best.
Yeah, and then JB Hi-Fi is great. Mm.
Like, what do you guys think of
JB Hi-Fi is okay. They have like a limit that they won't go below, whereas Officeworks will match anything.
Is that like the JB deal thing?
You can just price match anything.
Hard drives and shit, just literally search when you're in there. Just be in the aisle, just searching. Local, you know, and then you just take it up and they're like, sweet, we'll do that one.
What I do is walk into JB Hi-Fi and say, can you do a better deal, a JB deal? And they just knock a few dollars
off.
A JB deal.
Have you picked out your product at that point or you've just literally walked in?
So, like, I've got a Western Digital passport for, like, $15 off.
Yeah, I got $30 off the Western Digital stuff. It was ridiculous. Remember, I was messaging Mason.
How much did you get off, Josh?
Huh? Off what?
No, he wouldn't ask. It's too embarrassing.
No, I did. Actually, so the Apple TV that I bought a couple of weeks ago at the counter, the last thing I was like, can you do any better?
It's great.
He's he took like $15 off.
Most people don't ask. And so you don't
get. They're so primed for it.
Of course. Now it's like, fuck it, we're all just bullshitting at the price of the thing. Mr. 97, what's an ombudsman?
Hang on, give me a sec. An official appointed to investigate complaints by individuals against institutions or authorities.
Okay, so there's a shitloads of ombudsmans.
Well, I guess it's the ACCC.
Back in the day, there would have been, and now they've just made it into a whole like collective.
Is it ACCC? Is that right?
I think so. But I don't know. Actually, I don't know if because you can have them for like work.
But yeah, sure. Yeah, in different industries or whatever
and stuff. Yeah. So you probably have like different ones. But yeah, maybe for consumer law stuff. Definitely. It's
ACCC. Well, for the international viewers or listeners, there is. Do you see the spit that I just did? Just went flying. The Australian law is very good for the consumer. So if you go to Apple, so for instance, our mate Tall Gronk, Pete Shepherd. His AirPods haven't been working properly. His microphone. What are you laughing at?
No, nothing. Nothing. Okay. Continue.
Distracting. That's okay. So anyway, Pete went to the Apple store and they said, oh, so it's been over a year, but within consumer law, it's still valid under warranty. And so we'll just replace them. Wasn't a problem.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta be in the know, don't you?
Well, they actually need to buy rights, let you know. Like, so they have pamphlets and stuff. Like, if you go to an Apple store, they'll have all of those things dialed in.
Did Cam Shan tell that guy to go for himself?
Yeah, I think he should. And, he definitely should have.
And got the discount? Mm. Did he get the discount in the end?
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah. I mean, it's also the thought that the people working at these businesses.
Why do they care?
Yeah. I mean, what happens, like the Apple stuff is, mm-hmm. it's just I'm in this lane. I don't know much about any other lane but mm-hmm. mine, so I can't help you. So it's like less information. They don't have to lie.
Yeah.
You don't want your staff lying. You just want them actually unaware of how it even works outside of what I know. So if anyone asks Mr. 97 anything, doesn't know anything else. Other than what he knows.
Well, yeah, especially even like when you go to the ones where they're wearing like the Microsoft polos on or the Samsung polos, and feels a bit weird going up and saying, hey, can you help us with the iPhone? It's a bit like the, I guess the Meyer or David Jones models, a little bit like that, aren't they? They have like their Estee Lauder or whatever.
The it's sections. All sort of section. Yeah, they don't even work. They're working for the uh-huh. Estee Lauder within the business. Uh-huh. Have you worked any jobs, Harry?
No.
So you haven't got a Macca's job or?
No.
A lot of regional towns,
that's
where.
Filming football games and stuff. That's my only ever job.
Just a little serial entrepreneur, just getting out there. That's what I appreciate about you.
Well, Dad wanted me to get a job at Better Electrical, but I couldn't think of anything worse.
What's wrong with Better Electrical?
You just sell fridges.
Oh, so it's just fridges.
Yeah.
Better or worse than Harvey Norman?
Pardon?
Better or worse than Harvey Norman?
Worse than Harvey Norman, because Harvey Norman's got furniture and it smells nice. Doesn't
at
it?
Harvey Norman
always smells nice.
I've never considered it. Have you ever gone for a job?
No.
Okay. Done a CV?
Yeah.
You gave us a CV, didn't you?
I think so.
Okay.
What kind of a interviewee are you?
What do you mean by that?
Like what do you bring? You know, you had an interview earlier this week at what
RMIT,
institute?
You can say, yeah.
Mm. I just couldn't remember. RMIT. What's the vibe? What are you bringing? What are you thinking? Like, I think a lot
high
of people.
Energy?
Yeah. What Harry do we see?
I go all out. Like, I feel like confident, like not too confident, but you're like, like you're
just wowing the room.
Yeah. Well, the people at RMIT were very relaxed and I think that made it easier.
Do you ask questions?
Yeah, I tried to. I even asked a question that I knew the answer to because I wanted it to seem like that I cared. You know what I mean?
Do you know what it was?
It was the date that we started. And then they gave me, I realised on the frequently asked questions sheet that they gave me before I entered, it was on there.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Naysevs, did you have any jobs growing up or no?
Nah.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
Wow, you guys missed it. Like, I did McDonald's only for 3 months, but the whole experience of just, there's something very weird entering like a Macca's and like you're dealing with like a top dog there, you know, the manager or whatever.
Mm.
And they're really like, it's sort of a strange environment, isn't it?
It's great having varied jobs because you realize that the high-powered job, the shit that's going down is exactly the same that's happening at Cotton On Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Where
why
everyone,
what do you say then?
I just like the opposite. So if you're going like high-end corporate financial sector versus retail baby clothes, it's like the pain points and, you know, this person's not showing enough, you know, commitment to the store and rearranging. Like this person's not committing to this person's million-dollar fund. It's like same problem. You could think one's a bit higher than the other. But no, the same fucking shit.
People
happens.
Being slow. I was slow.
People being passive.
Yeah, definitely.
People not talking to each other. Yeah. It's fucking no different.
Yeah,
we're all just big babies.
What have you learned? Like yesterday, we asked you sort of to give us your learning and you sort of picked the last thing. Not picking that as your learning. What have you learned in the last week?
Be being confident.
Here? Yeah.
Trust what you're doing is right.
Where'd you learn that from?
Pardon?
Where did you learn that from?
Michael Stanier.
Confident? Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Bendae Stanier.
Yeah,
that's
good. Is that
Michael Bungay? You wouldn't even know.
Michael Bungay Stanier. Very close. So that's good. Anything else?
There's a bit.
What do you think people wouldn't know? Like you're getting a behind the scenes look.
Yeah.
What are we like? Day to day.
Well, what I was surprised about, Gemma doesn't wear a crown 24/7.
That's a big surprise. We should try and get Gemma in
to meet
before you go away. What else? Anything within the office? Like, how do you describe the, if you were to paint a picture for people, what's it like?
Lots of yelling.
Is that true? You just
97.
Oh yeah.
Did sure. you get me a drop?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're across multiple levels, so there has to be some of that.
Yeah. Mm. We probably could use Slack more. I was thinking that today.
Or
yeah.
an intercom.
An intercom.
Yeah. Yeah, be like going old school. No, I think yeah, Slack's. You're right. You got to be in it.
Mm-hmm. Using everyone, it. All
everyone's got to be in it. Just mm-hmm. using it. Yeah. Anything else, Harry? Third and final thought for
that logo sign isn't straight.
Really?
Yeah, I worked out that the other day.
Have
too.
You?
How do you know that?
Have you checked?
Well, I was looking at the camera.
No.
The camera's level, but the sign isn't level in the viewfinder.
I think it's just because of the way the wood is. I think the darker and lighter okay. wood is actually playing a bit of a. Was that your phone?
No.
Okay, lucky.
Put mine on silent.
Yeah. Okay. Good. No, you're always thinking about that sort of stuff. You've been teaching Mr. 97 a bunch of things.
Have I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
What the tape on the ground? What's that
spike
called?
Tape?
Spike. Bump in, bump out.
Yeah, bump in, bump out.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all just old school traditional terms for.
Which still get used.
Still get used, but that would have gone over Mr. 97's head because he doesn't need to use this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, have you packed up? Nah. Pack up. Yeah. Okay. Just packing up.
And so we've talked about perfect days a fair bit. We've also mentioned what our perfect day is. You're going to have some big changes next year, potentially moving to Melbourne. What do you think your perfect day is?
Waking up early.
What time?
Well, when I stay in town, I wake up. It's weird because when I stay out at the farm, I sleep mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
But when I stay in town, I wake up early.
Mm-hmm.
So when I stay in town, I wake up at 6:30 and I like getting up at 6:30 and then going for a walk. But I don't do that lately because I've got shitty shoes.
What sort of shoes you got?
These ones.
Okay, he's going sure. for the look.
They're
good.
They look good.
Yeah, they're all right. They're not very comfortable though.
Okay, that's okay. So yeah, you walk, but not that much.
Not that much.
What else? So this is your perfect day?
Perfect day. Do emails. When I used to go to school, I used to get at school, check my emails, then go to class.
That's sort of a funny idea, isn't it?
Like I used to get, like class started at 10 to 9, yeah. so I'll get there at 8:30,
yeah.
that 20 minutes to emails.
What are you doing?
What emails?
Yeah, what emails
you got? All sorts of stuff going on.
I don't.
Did you even have an email address?
10 emails throughout school.
When did you send your first email, Sebs? What year do you think? Like what grade?
It would have been like it wouldn't have been in school. It would have been signing up for like Minecraft or something like that. Oh, you really? Can make a Gmail account and yeah. sign up.
So fairly early. I mean, people are getting on
what
the email.
What year do you reckon it was that you got one? That you sent your first email?
HipHop_123, I think, at hotmail.com. Yeah.
What was the first email you sent?
I can't remember that kind of stuff. Like but it was definitely to sign up for MSN and all that mm-hmm. shit.
Mine was MySpace. 1998.
What? Yeah. So how old would I have been?
Oh, I was 8 years old.
Fairly early.
Yeah, but it was my teacher, Mr. Danson, had left, but he'd given the email address or whatever. I remember sending him an email and it would have been like two years after prep, which was 1996. So, yeah, it would have been 1998.
Jeez.
But I don't think I had my own Hotmail. I don't even know if it was – find out when Hotmail came. I reckon Hotmail would have been around 98.
It got bought by Microsoft,
yeah.
didn't it?
Mm. I think that was a potentially a little bit later.
Do you think old email addresses will come back in?
Like the AOLs and stuff?
Yeah, or even the Hotmail ones.
I was emailing someone today and they have a Yahoo. I was like, what's that life like?
Well, I said on the phone to a woman that we're doing some filming with, I said, oh, so it's just your iCloud email. Is that mm-hmm. right? Because I was just confirming.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, people say, do you use iCloud email? I've never heard of that. Like it because at one point people were using Amy at iCloud.com.
Well, it used to be at me.com. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Mac. At Mac.
Yeah, that was too. Mm. Geez, I've really
done. I think
that
was my first email at Mac.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, so many people are now just getting their name, Tommy at Tommy Jackers. Yeah,
but I know a lot. I feel like within the entertainment industry, a lot of people have the at Mac or at me or at iCloud.
I like knowing sort of now what famous people's emails are. Mm. Like, what are they doing? Are they burying the leader? Like Gary Vaynerchuk, gave his email address out at that conference in front of 3,000 people.
It's a different style, right? It's a different, it's almost like he's treating it like an address. Everyone knows where his office is. Everyone could send him mail. Mm. And so you just do it like that. And then it just be, you just be like Harry, fucking spend 20 minutes before school going through, doing all that stuff. Did
you any, you know, I've had moments in my life, Harry, where I've sent an email that's changed a lot for me in terms of the connection or, you know, opportunity that's come from it. Is there any that you've sent cold emails that have actually shifted what you've been up to, what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Who?
Peter Hitchner was a big one.
So a cold email, just how'd you get his address?
He gave it to me via Facebook.
Great. Right. Can you get that off him, Mr. 97s, and actually email him?
Who else? With the Teenage Boss filming, I got The Block. That changed my life big time, just seeing the production of a TV show, and it sort of confirmed what I wanted to do with my life.
Do they have a floor manager on something like that? They wouldn't, would they? Because it's all like floor manager's studio. Yeah.
Do you think, so natural networking, I think people, some people are more of the natural networker looking to see how they can connect up. You know, they're seeing ahead the plays, and some people just don't go near it because they're like, I don't want to annoy the people.
Yeah, so my bedroom's like those crime movies where you got a picture in the string.
Do you really?
No.
I could believe it. Definitely believe it. When did Hotmail start? Did you work it out?
1996.
Okay.
Shit.
Yeah. So it's been around for a very long chunk time.
So tomorrow night, Friday night, we're going out.
Mm-hmm. We go to NGV. What is it called? What's the event called?
National Gallery of Victoria. I'm not sure. Hang on, I'll try and get
the
there.
Answer. That's
I'll
not what there. Else. So NGV, National Gallery of Victoria. But there's an event that's on that we're attending,
and we will know the name of it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But it's not the point. I mean, you always throw out the things we don't know for us to answer on the show. You always do it. The one thing that I know for sure is that you don't necessarily have the attire to attend one of the most prestigious art galleries in Australia.
I was talking to Bree about this last night. Yeah, what do I?
We were on a conference call yesterday.
Did they say dress up or something? Or?
Well, I think they were just hinting. It's okay. Like,
don't wear your hoodie.
It's an art gallery, guys.
Yeah, sure.
What are you going to do? Are you going to
So I've got like my white linen shirt.
I got a shirt, great.
I've never seen you in a white linen shirt.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen you in a shirt.
I used to wear shirts a lot. No, never but seen the you white
checkered shirt.
The white linen one was for the white party that I went to that time, where I bought the white shoes. So I'm thinking potentially because Bree was like, you probably the shoes make a big difference, and so I don't know if I can wear my ASICs.
No.
And so I'm going to have to wear my white shoes, and so just accept the fact that I'll be fucking have a sore back the next day. Chinos.
Oh, yeah.
And then the white linen shirt.
That'll look good.
What are you going to wear?
Yeah, I'll just wear some kind of shirt and chinos. And I've got these shoes. You know, when you got those trusty pair of shoes that you've had for a very long time. Like actually, we bought them for my brother's wedding when that was the year that I met Amy.
A while ago.
So I pull them out. Jules Lund pulls them out. It was all the bridal party was wearing the shoes. And so
actually, do you know what I could wear? Fuck it. No, I don't need to wear the shirt. Not so I think I'll just wear my
onesie.
not a onesie. I'll wear my long sleeve black shirt.
Just
like not a collared shirt, but just the sort of Steve Jobs esque.
Yeah, needs that.
And jeans. And runners?
No, I was going to say chinos.
Chinos, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I can wear runners.
No, you can't wear runners. No. You can't wear ASICs into the gallery.
You can fucking.
I'm sure, like,
I've definitely if Jerry NGV Seinfeld. Is loose. The NGV is pretty
but
loose.
But also think about, like, traveling or whatever, you're wearing, like, comfy clothes, going to museums and art galleries and all that sort of thing. Oh, why did I overcomplicate? That's a way better idea. I think I'll feel more comfortable. The white linen shirt's slightly see-through.
Is it?
So I don't like that, no. Well, you sort of see the definition because you wear
your,
sort
your,
of,
areolas.
Your pants. Exactly. Now you see, do you know what areolas are, Harry?
No.
It's the nipple.
I would show you, but
the area.
It's probably a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just Googling.
But anyway, what's that face? No, just disappointed.
Yeah.
No, but you can sort of see the definition of where my pants stop and my shirt begins. It's just not a good look.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a consideration. Do we have any email, Sebs?
Yeah, we got an email from Troy.
Yeah.
So great following your trip around the US. Thanks so much for the stickers. Hope you enjoy the pictures. I'm proudly displaying them across the farm. They're on the ATV or the, you know, quad bike.
Vehicle, yeah.
Yep. And then the tractor as well, which was sick. I'd post them on social, but I've been taking a break. I won't delve into why, but I will say this. All the conversations about mental health have been great and helpful. Let's just say the last 6 months have been a big one of growth and self-development for me. Even though I'm not meant to sing the praises of therapy, I must say it has helped me a lot. I believe everyone should give therapy a go, but not everyone vibes with it. Cutting out alcohol, coffee, and fast food for 4 months now has been a bit of a wake up to my system, allowing my brain to be exposed to the good, the bad, and the ugly, but being able to work through it with kindness and care. Two things I didn't do well before. I've never had a problem per se, but the habits were not serving all the time. I will start again once I can do it in a mindful headspace. Thanks again for the great conversations, and thanks for reading my long essay. Random side question, Mr. 97, smoothie chat, do you rate your new machine over the Nutribullet? Mine is starting to die, and I like my bullet, but I wouldn't mind a different one, Troy.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah, appreciate that, Troy.
The answer to that, do you rate
the final bit? Yeah, I rate it. Yeah, it's good. I would get rid of a Nutribullet and go for the optimum 9200A.
Yeah.
It's good. I hope you're getting 400 something bucks.
400 something bucks.
That's good. I think that also the thing Troy brings up, which is like, I think that there is, it feels like at the moment, especially this time of year, December, like I saw Zoe Foster-Blake did a post that's December 10, I think it is, or December 11, one of those dates is the date where most people break up in relationships.
Break up? Wow.
Because she's
leading into the new year. Yeah. Single for the summer, a bit of a fresh start. Single for the summer.
And it's also the tensions, right? You think about like although Christmas can be great and fun, also I think it can also be extremely stressful for people as well.
On a darker note, it's suicide rate around Christmas time is hard because it's the time that you can feel disconnected when people are connecting.
Yeah.
And so it's a tough time. And we're all going through it. I mean, that's a big commitment, cutting out junk food, alcohol, bunch of stuff. That's solid effort.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. Feel inadequate. I need to do something like that.
Yeah,
I was thinking a few things. I think what he said, though, is so perfect because I'll start introducing or like recalibrate. It's a recalibration.
Yeah.
Can be.
Any more clarity on 2020 resolutions, all that sort of stuff, just checking in?
No, I've still got a little time to work that out.
Have you had any alcohol at all?
The closest thing was a rum ball the other night.
Really?
I mean, that was, smelly. It was so smelly. Like it's so potent of rum in it.
Did you do an Instagram post recently? Did the wedding make an Instagram post for that, or was that a story?
Amy.
Because I thought that you must have decided to have a drink.
Oh, well, because I can't hit the dance floor without alcohol?
No, because you said wife, giving the D4. Did you mean to say wife? Or did you just accidentally double up? Wife, giving the D4 a good crack.
I mean, I'll say, I did it on purpose.
Wife. Yeah, but I just felt like
it was how you do it. Wife.
But I felt like it was an accident. It seems like something someone who was drinking would do, don't you think? Wife.
Or it's a cool new hip thing.
Yeah, just the wife. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Tomorrow, Harry, you've got to sort out what we're doing for Fat Fridays.
Yeah, so, Harry, this is a big one. This is your first Fat Friday with the boys.
I think I'm just going to make that house.
I thought we were saving that.
Oh, are we? Okay. Well, I won't. What do you want? I found Vegemite. What were they? Dumplings. But I thought
no. I think the house could be okay. What are you worried? Because you're doing a whole 12 days of Christmas thing. 97. No. Are you worried that it's going to take one of the days? You're going to have to come up with something else.
No. I wasn't even planning on using it for the 12 days of Christmas.
But you wanted
it's great. There's a fair bit of work in it though. Like it's
And so what are you going to have to get are you going to need the company card to get other bits and pieces?
No, I was just going to get some PVA glue or something to stick it together.
No, it uses the sugar glue. It's like a sugar mix.
Yeah. Because you eat the whole thing. So we want to get, and you need to decorate it. Yes?
Yep, I can do that.
And there needs to be chocolate inside. Yes?
I don't know about chocolate inside.
Chocolate inside.
Well, what's inside? You break it, and if the house is empty.
Hansel and Gretel.
It's not, I don't think they're meant for just smashing.
Is that not the idea?
You can like smash it.
No, nah, like, the point, like, smash fuck cakes?
The thing is that you end up making them, they're just like, they look good. So when do you eat it? Mate, oh, Christmas Day? Fat it's like,
no. We smash it. We're eating it.
We smash it and eat it? Okay.
Yeah. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.